Welcome to this week's HMD radio show. I've been off for a couple of weeks doing stuff, but I'm back now and I've got a few beers, a few new tunes, and kicking us off, here's some Oozing Wound. We'll be right back. Dolls, Nine Inch Nails, She's Gone Away, off the EP, not the actual events from not so long ago. I think that's from Twin Peaks. Maybe, I don't know, I haven't been watching it. So, kicking off the show there was Oozing Wound, who I saw a few weeks ago, and I talked about it on a previous show, I think. Maybe I didn't upload that show. Anyway, it was a great gig. They're fucking awesome live. Definitely recommend them. Go and see them. The beers I have tonight are, so I had Trouble Brewing's Last Crush, which is their passion fruit lager. I've had that before on draft. Got a can of it tonight. I've scoffed that already. That was decent. And I have their Fresh Prince of Kildare Double IPA. This is their 9% hoppy as fuck IPA. It is fairly good. I'll tell you more about that in a bit. And then I have Founders Doom, which is their barrel-aged imperial IPA. I think it's clocking in about 9% as well. Actually, let me just check that on the bottle. Where the fuck is the strength? Anyway, I'll have a look for it and get back to you on that. What am I going to play next? Oh, yes. This is a new one from Jordan Madden. And the name of it, the album, is Cosmic Black Wizard Demon Horse, which is inspired. So, sit back and then listen. What song will I play? I'm going to play Journey Loop. We'll be right back. Okay, on to the first beer of the night. It is, well, let me give you a quick rundown of the Last Crush, the Trouble Brew. I keep calling it Last Caress. Last Crush, Passion Fruit Lager. Not a huge lager fan, but I gave this go a while ago on draft, and it was alright, but I found that when you let it warm up to room temperature, the passion fruit really came out and made it a much more interesting drink. I drank it way too cold tonight because I was getting ready for the show and just kind of got it into me. It is nice, so I'd recommend giving it a shot. Next up is the other Trouble Brewing, Fresh Prince of Kildare Double IPA. This is one that was on draft a while ago in a few pubs around town, and I missed it, and I'd only heard great things about it, and it's lived up to expectations. It is damn tasty. It is quite citrusy on the nose. It has kind of a hazy orangey body. Then when you drink it, like, oh, it's quite tasty. It doesn't have, it's not overly bitter. Nice balance between the hops, and not much maltiness. Yeah, the hops went over there, so that's a winner in my book. It knocks in at 9%, so you need to be careful with them. There's they're 440ml cans. And it's quite good value, considering it's a 9% beer. It's 440ml can, and it's less than a fiver. There's plenty of 330s that are 9% that are selling for way over that. So this is a quality beer. I would highly recommend it. I think the Last Crush was 350, so not bad. So that's first beer of the night. Now moving on to the barrel aged, so we'll see how that goes. What am I going to play? I was at the Emerald Haze Festival the weekend, and it was fucking awesome. I hope that they continue to do it next year. It was a good mix of psych and stoner and sludge and stuff, which is a very, like, it's unheard of really in Dublin to get that sort of cross section of musical tastes. You wouldn't think they're that dissimilar, but they've got very different crowds. So yeah, it was a great night. Highlight being seeing Cosmic Dead, and then earlier on in the night saw Black Heat, who were awesome. I never thought I'd see them on Irish soil. I thought that would be a band I'd see at Desert Fest or something like that, but they were really good. And then the highlight of that night then was Wild Rocket fucking kicking it. They were fucking on fire. Great finish to the night. So I'm still waiting on Moose to send me MP3s of the new album. I have to pick up my vinyl copy of them. So I don't have their new album, but I'm going to play something off the first album. We'll be right back. Wolves in the Throne Room there with Subterranean Initiation. They are playing here on December 4th. Looking forward to seeing that. They were fucking awesome at Desert Fest in Berlin this year. They're one of the big surprises for me. And then before that was Interplanetary Vibrations from Wild Rocket off their first album. And yeah, you'll hear stuff off the new album in the coming weeks. So what are we going to play next? Yeah, some Shooting Guns. Got some new Shooting Guns flavor. Country, the album is called, and this song is Ride Free.
Blue, a loading dark and
Lugosi's Dead by Dead Cross, cover of the Bauhaus song. I was just listening to the original there, all 9 minutes of it, and yeah, I prefer the Dead Cross one. The original is awesome though, but it's just doesn't have the same energy as David Lombardo and the lads. So before that then was Shooting Guns Ride Free. I'm still supping on the Fresh Prince of Kildare, so I'm not going to drink the Doom tonight. I'll save that for another show. And it's damn tasty. So, yeah, that was Shooting Guns. Where am I going with this now? I think we're almost at the end of the show. But yeah, if you want to get in touch, you can email hmdradioshow@gmail.com. or Facebook, the HMD Radio Show, or on Twitter, at HMD on the radio. And, yeah, the last couple of weeks I've been listening to the new Queens of Stone Age album, Villains. And initially I wasn't overly impressed with it, but it's a grower. It's a grower, and I'm really starting to like it. There are some fucking damn groovy songs on it. And yeah, I think it's an album I'm going to be listening to a lot over the next while. It's definitely a lot better than Like Clockwork. So yeah, I think I was a bit apprehensive just with everything going on around it. And Ronson has done a good job producing it. He's added a nice bit of groove to it. The song I'm going to play, this is a request in for the Island Hopper, who's going to be listening to this and strutting their stuff. Kind of reminds me a bit of Franz Ferdinand, which isn't a bad thing. Just, I don't know, just listen to it and see what you think. So this last track of the night, this is off Villains, Queens of the Stone Age, Feet Don't Fail Me Now. Thank you.
urgency between pleasure and